Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. This is Youth Station. I am Asma.
And I'm Zainab.
And we're here to have a new episode for you. And we all hope that you would enjoy it. Well, how are you doing, Zainab?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine as well. Well, I hereby would like to officially offer my condolences on the death anniversary of the great leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. And we actually are going to have some memories and talk about them. I usually think that the great people of the history that would never be forgotten are not a matter of sadness, you know, because sometimes when some people die, their story would finish.
Exactly.
And death is going to be a full stop to their life.
Exactly. But I also personally offer my condolences on the death anniversary of Imam Khomeini. He was an Iranian, consider him as a revolutionary leader of Iran, but I personally consider him as a revolutionary leader of the world, because you won't see any home in Kashmir which does not have a picture of Imam Khomeini.
And that's very interesting.
Yeah, and
see, that's what I'm telling you.
Exactly. Just
he would never
we talked
die.
About that one dies and we see the story finishes. We saw that in the funeral of Imam Khomeini, which is one of the largest, or rather the largest funerals in the world.
It's been recorded.
Here the story started, actually. It
exactly.
did not finish after the death. Mm-hmm. The story started, and after that it had all those messages for all people of all times.
Exactly. I just want to talk about how charismatic was his character and how loving he was by the people that were living in his time. There were many people, many scholars who came from abroad to their home and to their own country after so long. And it was just because of the emergence of this great leader. I actually, there was this great journalist that was living in America.
Yeah.
He was Iranian, but actually he was studying for so many years in America. And then what happens after the revolution is that he gets so attracted to the character of Imam that he decides to come back to his country.
Yeah.
And then the amount of love that he had for the great leader of his time was in a way that he even was attracted to take part in the 8 years of war in Iran against Iraq's attack, just because of all the stories that he had been hearing from that great leader.
And I think that's because of many things, because of Imam's being down to earth. You talked of a journalist.
Modest,
and
that
reminded me of another journalist. When Imam becomes a leader and a journalist comes and asks him, how are you feeling? And he says nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like all these people who are saying, you know, long live
Khomeini.
It was
such a monumental moment.
Exactly.
The world was actually waiting for him to see what's going to happen next. And then he says, I feel nothing.
Yeah, and all those people chanting, live long Khomeini, if they chant death to Khomeini, it doesn't matter to
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
And I think being that down to earth will drag anyone living in the West, East, North, South, anywhere in the world to such a charismatic leader.
Yeah, because these are the, you know, the humanistic aspects of life to every single member of all the nations and of all the societies. And the example of the journalist that you and me just mentioned in today's episode is just a simple touch of the large amount of people who were just engaged in this character, and then he fell in love with him, and then they changed their life totally.
Talking of love, Asma, I remember about the love letter of Imam.
But then keep it after the break.
Yeah, sure.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Yes, Zainab and I are talking about the greatest figure leader of our era,
Imam Khomeini, who has inspired us in many, many, many ways. And we were talking of love if we go to the break.
Yes, actually.
What inspires me a lot is that, you know, Imam, just today you see any leader, he's busy with his own world.
Yeah.
And a man is very, very unable to manage the, you know, his external life, his official affairs, his, and being a leader or having faced so many challenges.
Well, then I'm telling you, for a man to be a religious scholar and at the same time a political leader
and to be a lover
time,
like Imam Khomeini.
Yeah. And to be a lover with too many passionate words and too many feelings and emotions is such an unbelievable thing.
Let's go to his letters that Imam writes for his wife. But before that, what one thing that has really touched my heart is that when Imam would wake up at night and go for night prayers, just to perform the ablution.
Exactly, yeah.
His wife says that he would put sponge underneath
so that he would not wake up the entire family just
exactly.
Because he's praying.
Won't switch on the lights. I don't know.
So how caring
others.
He is.
See?
Okay, you can't see it in ordinary
yes,
men. Just
seriously.
Imagine. He's a political great leader.
Who has revolutionized mm-hmm. the world? So let's talk about his letter. He writes in one of his letters, "My beloved wife." Wow, my beloved wife. He starts like that. "My dear, I have always remembered you ever since I was separated from my dear sweetheart. And source of confidence and your beautiful countenance has always portrayed on the mirror of my heart."
Wow. A poet is talking, actually.
Exactly, a poet is talking now. "My darling, may God keep you safe and sound under his protection. Although things may be a little unpleasant,
yeah.
I am getting along. Whatever has come about so far, however, has been all right. And now I am in the beautiful city of Beirut."
Mm-hmm.
"I really wish you were here. There's a beautiful scene of the city and the sea. Alas."
So he just misses his beloved.
"Alas, my dear beloved is not here with me. Then how enjoyable the scene would be." Look at this, just half portion of this letter.
Yeah.
And it takes you to someone in the world. Can
it melts your heart.
You really don't believe that it could be written by a religious leader.
Yeah.
It could be written by someone who is
a political person.
A political person.
Because we usually, the image that we have of these political figures is that they're so strict, so tasteless, and so not into romantic
not life,
things.
Out of life. They don't live, really.
Yeah.
See how Imam is managing. He's teaching Irfan at the age of 21.
Yeah.
Wow.
And mysticism it is.
Mysticism, yeah.
So, you know, speaking of the romantic letter that you just mentioned, I just remembered that he was actually a poet as well.
Indeed.
Yeah, he had so many poems and they were so beautiful. And those who go read those poems, they would never, ever believe that these words are coming out of the mouth of a leader, of a...
Who's a political leader and
yeah.
is a religious leader as well.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, you know. All these talents in one person being gathered at the same time, it's so...
Amazing.
So hilarious, yeah. Well, dear listeners, I hope you're still with us. Stay tuned. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
Thank you.
Zainab, you know, there is something else about him, which is, again, a matter of awe and inspiration.
Really? What is that?
He was interested in a sport as well.
Wow.
When the sportsman came to him, he said that I love a sport, and perhaps he had devoted some time for a sport as well. So we can see that such a great man.
Exactly.
He's taking care of every single thing, all the aspects of life. He has an idea about it.
And he was determined. Yeah. And it shows us that if you are determined, it can serve as an inspiration to all those who seek to have a positive impact on the world.
Yeah, but Zainab, you know, I usually think that when you are about to have an important fingerprint in the pages of history, you have to be so great. Either you have to be so great of a person, or we don't talk about the other side of the story. Now that we're talking about this great man, I usually think that you have to work on yourself so much in a way that God, he himself becomes your supporter.
Exactly. And I remember something of Allama Iqbal regarding that, your words. He says, Khudi ko kar buland itna ki har taqdeer se pehle Khuda bande se khud puche bata teri raza kya hai, which means work on yourself so much that before you get any, before anything gets written for you, or before anything you get reward for anything, God asks the man himself, what is that you desire? What is that you
wish?
That
is very nice. Yeah, that's very true. What I get from your poem is just this, that when you take your steps in the actually traces of Allah,
indeed,
then he himself is going to give you everything before even you asking, before even you trying for those things.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the road is not easy. You're going to have too many problems, and there are too many obstacles. So it's not just like you have been promised with a heaven that would come before you. No, you have to create that road yourself to get into that heaven, and then Allah is going to support you as well.
Now, exactly.
Another point, Zainab, I just would love to mention is about the simple life he had.
Yeah.
Such a great man, such a great figure, with too many threats around him. He lives a simple life that is full of, simplicity, modesty, just like the ordinary people. And that's why, I guess, the common people of the country were so much in love with him, because he had the same life as they had.
Exactly. Coming back to youth, I think what has been going through my mind when it comes to Imam is that he teaches us to be multidimensional, you know?
Exactly.
We today go for one subject, one particular direction, one thing, one stream, and we are not able to focus on any other thing. But Imam, in all his free times, would study, like if he's studying mathematics, he's studying social sciences in his free time. And then in another free time, in his, you know, recreation time, he's all studying books. And what I have read about Imam's life is that he studied so many subjects at the same time. How he looks at women, like whenever I had been reading, I have felt a level up. I have always felt, we have more status.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
How he says who a mother is, mm-hmm. who a woman is in the society, how he actually says the role of a woman is like that of a prophet.
Exactly,
see how, what kind of a status, what kind of position he's providing to
so
women.
So like, what's a detailed viewpoint he has of women as the members of society.
The exact Islamic point, actually.
Yeah. The idea is just to give you a hint, a clue, to go for more of search, to just to, you know, ponder
read his
upon
poems, read his works, read his books. I mean, like, you'll get an idea who he was.
Yeah. And just since it's not
a joke that somebody's funeral becomes one of the largest funerals in the world. Why does it become so? We gotta be searching.
Yeah, and many questions considering his characteristics. The death of great people is not a full stop to their life, and it will be the beginning of entire generations to come after them and follow their traces and start a new journey of inspiration
Indeed.
In other people's lives. So
usually
the death of great people is not sad because they never die.
Exactly.
Yeah. And yeah, just like this, we get to the end of today's episode. And I bid you farewell, dear listeners. I hope you just enjoyed today's episode. From me and from Zainab, I bid you farewell. May God protect you and shower you with his blessings. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.